USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Coronavirus deaths are projected to top 500,000 by April, according to data from a new model. The latest data from the University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation says that deaths could reach 567,000 by April 1st. Dr. William Schaffner of the Vanderbilt University Medical Center tells CNN the biggest point to take away from this new data is to continue to do the simple things to prevent the spread of the virus.
Simple mask wearing can avert an enormous number of deaths. We've rather known that, but when you put a number on it, it becomes much more real and overwhelming. And it just reinforces my determination to go out and ask, plead, educate, persuade people to wear their masks, do the social distancing. It's a New Year's resolution. Let's start it at Christmas.
This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email bill@rockstar.today.
The state of California has quickly passed a new milestone in the pandemic. Lance Pride has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
California has surpassed 2 million COVID-19 cases Thursday morning. While it took California over 9 months for 1 million people to test positive for the virus, state health officials have confirmed 1 million new cases in just 6 weeks. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pride.
And a federal appeals court has rejected a suit from President Trump's campaign requesting they overturn the results of the presidential election in Wisconsin. The three-judge panel of the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals dismissed the suit Thursday that claimed the state's election commission had violated the Constitution when it made changes to Wisconsin's election laws, including using drop boxes to collect absentee ballots. In the court's opinion, Judge Michael Scudder, a Trump appointee, wrote that the changes the state had made were not significant enough to rise to a constitutional violation. Judge Scudder also said the campaign had waited too long to complain about the changes to election procedures. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A salon owner in Oregon is firing back at the state over Governor Kate Brown's stay-at-home order. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
An Oregon salon owner who reopened her business in defiance of the state's stay-at-home order earlier this year has filed a civil rights lawsuit against Democratic Governor Kate Brown. Lindsey Graham, who runs a glamour salon in downtown Salem, was fined $14,000 in May after she continued to operate her business despite an executive order from Brown that forced businesses such as salons to close amid the coronavirus pandemic. Court documents show the salon owner is seeking $100,000 in damages as a result of her business that was forced to close and the $14,000 fine that was issued against her by the Oregon Occupational Safety and Health Division.
More than 7,000 people in California have been evacuated as a fast-moving wildfire sprang up near Camp Pendleton. The fire in San Diego County has spread to more than 3,000 acres as the firefighters work to contain the blaze. They should receive some help in the form of rain on Friday, with widespread showers in the forecast for Sunday and Monday. And the Alabama Crimson Tide will be well represented when the Heisman Trophy is awarded next month. Quarterback Mac Jones and wide receiver Devonta Smith were among the four finalists announced Thursday for college football's top prize. Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence and Florida quarterback Kyle Trask round out this year's list of finalists. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.